We welcome you to Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. We're inside the rubber hallway at Everbank Field as the Jags get back to work on Wednesday, preparing for the home opener this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. As we always say, Wednesday's the first day to look ahead, and certainly this week, thank goodness, it's a good day to look ahead.
Well, and as might have been expected, it's already been a busy day. We have some lineup changes, some confirmations of things. Wednesday is always busy. After a loss like that, you expect it to be really busy.
Biggest news of the day. Now, around 9:15 today, the team announced that there would be two new starters on the offensive line, Bowanko at center, Sam Young at right tackle. Mm-hmm. But also in that same announcement said that Chad Henne will be the starter this week at quarterback. That's a question a lot of fans were concerned about. It was confirmed today. Chad Henne is the guy.
Well, and I think most people sort of thought that he would still be the guy. Gus Bradley on Monday said if he had to make the decision right then, and he really didn't sound like he was going to make a change. But at the same time, he said they hadn't had their personnel meetings yet, so they needed to figure out everything, and the quarterback hadn't been discussed either. So I don't think it's a big surprise. I don't think it's very long until they make the move for Blake Bortles, quite frankly, but it's not going to be this week.
Could it be during the game this week?
Who knows? I doubt it, because a big reason that Chad Henne remains the starter is that you've got a center who's a rookie now. You've got a right tackle out there who started four games. You've got a right guard as a rookie. Very, very young. I think aside from Zane Beadles, you've got 13 starts in the NFL on the offensive line. You've got rookies a wide receiver. So a big reason why this is staying status quo, easy for me to say, at a quarterback is that there is so much youth around him. I don't know that you would see a very early change of quarterback on Sunday, certainly because of that.
And this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank, J.P. Shatter with John Osier. Denard Robinson scheduled to join us a little bit later as well. It is notable, though, that they did make an announcement of this today. Mm-hmm. That makes you think that there was some discussion about
this. Well, yes, but I also think a lot of it was Gus Bradley was scheduling a conference call in the morning with Indianapolis media. At some point, that was going to be asked. You were making the Bowanko and the Sam Young announcement anyway. So, yeah, I mean, he had left it just open enough on Monday where it was going to be asked. It was going to be an issue, because it's always an issue right now. So I think they just decided they were going to have Chad out here for the press conference. He was going to speak as the starter. So go ahead and announce it this morning so that everybody knew what was going on. That's it for me on that one, right?
For you. Let's move along. Offensive line, of course, we've mentioned it a couple of times. Sam Young will start at right tackle. It sounds like Austin Pastor will practice this week with a club-like apparatus on his right broken hand. And also at center, Luke Bowanko, the sixth-round pick out of Virginia, will start at center. Two big changes for a line that needed a lot of help last week, didn't get the job done.
Right, and a couple of things. As most people probably already know, Jonathan Ciprin has been cleared too, so that's a good news for the defense. I think the Sam Young thing, most people know, once Austin Pastor gets back, he moves back into the starting right tackle. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Austin and the hand this week. He's going with the club. You have to wonder that if he shows that he can practice, if he shows that he can function, does he get time? Does he get to start Sunday? You would doubt it because he hasn't played in 4 weeks, but we'll see.
I'm interested. The storyline will be this week: how can you play offensive line with a club on your hand? Can't hold anybody, right?
Well, you would hope they would. Guys have done it before, and I think it's a matter of they may figure out this week, okay, this felt good on Wednesday. Is there something else we can do with it? You've seen it happen before. Austin's never done it before, so I'm sure they want to give him some time to figure this thing out. Mm-hmm. If he feels like he can do it, and if he feels like he can do it without having anything come back from the injury, a lot of questions. I don't think you make him the starter on Wednesday morning when he hasn't practiced in this condition before.
That's fair. Now, for Bowanko, center from Virginia, a lot of folks felt he was kind of the lead dog maybe in that hunt at center until he got banged up.
Right.
He might have been starting a little earlier had it not been for the injury. Do you think that?
That was a factor. I also think, as we've mentioned, so much of what's going on right now on offense with the decisions they're making is based on there is so much youth and so much inexperience. So you had to ask yourself before the season, with so much youth around him on the offensive line, do you put Bewanko in as the starter immediately, or do you go with the guy who's been in the league a little more than McClendon? You know, at some point you don't want to look out there and see RRRRR, meaning rookie, by everybody who's starting on the depth chart. So I think they're playing with that a little bit and trying to figure out the right pace to bring these guys along. The answer probably is that there isn't a right pace because you've got so many rookies, you have to play them eventually. But I think that was a factor, too, with Bewanko as well.
Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Glad you're with us today. Denard Robinson coming up. We'll take your questions as well at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier. Use the hashtag JagsLive for your questions. Jonathan Cyprian back on defense, at least to practice this week. Does this fix everything on defense?
Well, I don't think it fixes everything. It doesn't fix 21 missed tackles. It doesn't fix all 10 missed assignments or double-digit assignments they talked about on defense last week. But I think what it does do is it gives you a guy that is probably their best guy at making up for others' errors, and that their best instinctive guy, their best hitter, their leader, if you will. Even though he's only in his second year, he's a guy that they believe in. So it certainly helps in terms of when you've got your best player, the guy with the best instincts back there at safety, it's good.
That is good news, really good news, because what happened when he was out of the game, when he was gone, things went downhill quick.
Yeah, and again, I don't think it's fair to say that it would have been absolutely perfect with Sip in there, but it's certainly a factor, and they looked good again. It helps to have your safety, who's sort of the eyes and ears of the defensive backfield.
Now, here's a question for you, just a random question here. The other safety spot.
Sure.
Is Winston Guy secure there?
Well, I think he is because right now he's the best guy. Okay. He was starting to go in. I don't think it was very close between him and Josh Evans. So Josh Evans had some hiccups in the Philadelphia game, played better this last week. I think he's the guy right there. But I think Cyprian being in also helps Winston Guy too, because if Winston's not sure what's going on, if any of them aren't sure what's going on back there, they do rely on Sip some for that.
Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. Chad Henne is speaking to the media behind us as we speak. You'll hear from Chad Henne on Jaguars.com coming up a little bit later today. Another group we're going to hear from a lot today is a defensive line, a group that you know, talking to a few of those guys, they were not happy with that performance last week, and rightly so. They felt a little dominated in that performance. This is a group that has to stop the run and has to get some pass rush. Mm-hmm. They didn't do either of those last week, and maybe they can get some pressure on Luck this week.
Well, and I think Gus Bradley made a little bit of a point on Monday to say that overall defensive effort, while people are blaming the line, may not have been all the line. Okay. That he said Cindric Marks and Roy Miller played well, that a lot of it was the linebackers not making tackles. Everybody's got to fill their gas. When you have a game like that, it's not on any one group. But clearly they brought in this line. They brought in these veteran guys to shore up that area. They expected better from the defensive front, and they've got to get better play all over the front seven, I would say.
No doubt about that.
In the run game. In the back seven, I mean, the defensive backs didn't play well the other day too. So when you give up 41, when you're getting gashed the way that they were, that can't happen, especially with an offense as young as it is.
When you give up 41, there pretty much everybody's at fault. There's not just one position.
Yeah, other people blame me, which I get. I mean, I was blaming myself on Sunday too. So
you didn't bring your A game.
I did not bring my A game.
You know what? That's the good thing, though. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And it's Wednesday, so you look ahead.
You look ahead. That's right. Let's look ahead to these Colts for just a moment. I mean, it's a group that's 0-2. It's the favorite to win the division, but they haven't had a win yet. What do you make of this Colts team banged up in the O-line? Their defense is, you know, lost their best pass rusher. This is a group that doesn't have a lot of their key guys.
Well, they don't. At the same time, I wouldn't be fooled by 0-2 with the Colts.
Okay.
First loss against Denver, had a chance to come back and win that game. They were leading a pretty good Philly team on Monday. So it's hard to say that if they had played average teams out of the blocks, that they would still be 0-2. So they have Andrew Luck, who has a knack for making the plays when it matters. So I wouldn't call this an 0-2 team, except for the fact that they're 0-2, which means if the Jags win, they put them in a real hole.
Yeah, a huge hole. And they'd be ahead of them in the division standings.
The loss of Robert Mathis for that team is hard to overestimate. You've got a guy who had 19.5 sacks last year who, even though he's getting near the end of his career, is a huge factor in the pass rush. When they're trying to close games out for years, it's been for a long time. It was Freeney and Mathis. It's been Mathis at an extremely high level lately. for them not to have him, it's a big reason why they have, I believe it's one sack through two games.
That's
not many.
Good. Well, that's good news for the Jags offensive lineman to get things back on track.
Well, it is. At the same time, it's not fair to say just because the Colts have one sack that this team has to block whoever's there, and they haven't done that yet. So let's not get too comfortable just because Robert Mathis isn't in the game, right?
That's easy enough. No doubt about it. Hey, we're going to run you. It's time
I'm
for
out.
Shoelace. You're out of here. The Jags, join the Jags, celebrate the 20th season and participate in Throwback Thursday starting, actually finishing up tomorrow before the home opener. Share your pictures in Jags Throwback Year with hashtag JagsTBT. The best picks will be shown on the video boards and four winners will get a chance to go on the field during pregame. Jaguars.com live presented by Everbank. JP Shadrick with Denard Robinson, Shoelace, how are you?
What's going on, JP? I'm doing great, man. I can't complain.
Good to see you. Yeah. Finally, you can look ahead from last week's game now to the Indianapolis Colts. This run, you didn't get any carries last week, but in general, the run game didn't perform well at all. What is the biggest emphasis this week for the run game?
We just got to get out there and just get the ball and run the ball. I mean, just go out there and be ourselves and play physical and get more run attempts and just go out there and play ball and have fun with it.
It's tough to put that together, though. It's an offensive line that hasn't played together a lot. It's running backs that haven't played with the offensive line a lot. It takes some time to get that cohesion going, right?
That's why I'm so excited around here. I mean, we growing together and gluing together, and then we make that bond. And as the season continues, we continue to get better. I think that's what's happening now. We're going to continue to get better, and we're going to start moving forward by this weekend.
Coming off a tough loss like this in Washington, first couple of weeks, actually. How does a team rebound, and what's the first emotion after that? And you guys are past that now, but how do you get past that?
I mean, first you gotta watch the film, man. You know what you did wrong, and you know you gotta look at yourself within. Like Coach said this week, look in the mirror and say, what did I do? What can I do to, and what defined me? Who am I? What I want to be? And then you look at yourself and say, what I want to be? And you gotta say, I want to be physical. I want to be relentless. I want to be that player that people know when they watch me on film, I'm relentless.
Relentless Denard Robinson. Huh? So explain that a little more. What does that mean? What does relentless mean for Denard Robinson?
Just go out there. I'm going to play fast. I'm going to play physical. I'm going to make sure you know you got to count for me when I'm on the football field. I'm going to try to make guys miss and try to be a playmaker and have fun with it.
Denard Robinson is with us, Jaguars.com live, presented by Everbank from the rubber hallway at Everbank Field. Glad you're with us today. Social media show here. So let's go to social media. You're what, at Denard X is yours?
Yep, at Denard X.
That's his handle. Here's a question from at RJJC_LU. After seeing what Sproles did to the Colts, do you think you could do that type of thing? I guess you watched the game the other night, and Sproles all over the Colts.
Now he's an explosive guy, and I think I got some of the similar traits that he got. I could be explosive. I could make guys miss, break tackles. Get behind the blockers like he did. He got behind his blockers. He took patience with getting behind the blockers and making people miss.
You know, they'll talk about you this whole preseason and end of the season has been your ability to hold on to the football. Now that's something that was a struggle last year. You worked on it and worked on it. It was an issue. But it's cleared up now. Yeah. I haven't seen a ball on the ground, knock on wood. But take us through what's changed. The hands better and all that. What all did it take to kind of improve that?
The guys in the weight room, Jazz, working with those guys, Alex. Just doing strength stuff with my hands and making sure I could hold on to things. And, you know, last year I had basically I had one hand, to be honest with you. And I just looked at it as this offseason and said, I can't let that, you know, hold me back this year. I want to make some steps forward and get better every time I step on the football field and get better every day I was doing during the offseason. So I took that and just ran with it.
So in the offseason, you go out, you catch balls after you go work out and stuff. You're out trying. That's what you're focused on.
Oh, yeah.
Is holding on to the football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Denard Robinson is with us. Jaguars running back. What are you? Are you a wide receiver officially or a running back? What is your position designation?
I think they got me listed as a receiver, so that's the deal right now.
You got to have that 1-6 on your
six,
jersey.
Yeah.
That's the way that works. Let's go back to social media. What do you? We talked about this a moment ago from Beers and Blitzes. What do you think needs to happen to improve the running game so far this season, and where do you fit into that? We've touched on this, but just explain it again. Where do you fit into this running game?
I think we're going to try to make that combination of thunder and lightning. I mean, I think Toby could be that thunder and bring it, and he could make guys miss too. And I want to just be that lightning, make guys miss and try to bring the thunder too sometimes.
You can feel like you can take it to the house. I mean, if you get a seam, you can go.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, like, that's what I want to be. I want to be that playmaker. When you see me get the ball in the stadium, in the bank, they're going to be like, oh, he might take it somewhere. So that's what I want to bring, the excitement to the team, and just have that excitement all the time.
Okay, I got to ask you this question, because it's on everybody's mind, the quarterback. Chad Henne's the starting quarterback this week. That's been announced again today. But in that locker room, Chad Henne's the quarterback of this team. Kind of explain that process and how he leads this group.
Oh, yeah, man. You look at Chad Henne, if you watch film, like we watch film, you see Chad Henne stand in that pocket, take hits and throw the ball, and you know he does a great job of commanding the huddle, commanding the guys around him, and just making us better. So you see that behind him. I mean, Blake Bortles does the same thing, but I'm just saying, you see that, you take your hats off to him, because he's sitting in the pocket taking hits, and he's been a tough quarterback that we need.
And you know what that's all about too, having to stand back in the pocket too, right?
Oh yeah, not knowing that you might get hit. I mean, you got to stand in that pocket, stand strong, and make the throws that you need to make.
Denard Robinson, last couple of questions here. Let's talk about the Colts a little bit. Okay. What do they do defensively? Who stands out on their defense for you?
Man, they hold defense stand out. I mean, those guys move around. Those guys, they safety. They back end, get down in the run game, and they front four is pretty tough. I mean, they run 3-4, but it looked like a kind of an under defense, so mm-hmm. I count it as a four down. So those guys move around. They physical, and they play relentless, too.
Denard Robinson joining us on Jaguars.com Live. We appreciate your time as always. Right. Great to see you, man. Have a good week.
All right, appreciate it.
Denard Robinson with us, Jaguars.com Live. You got to protect the bank. Jags will welcome in Andrew Luck and the Colts this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Be here for the home opener in the world's largest video boards and the NFL's best game day experience. Tickets going fast, Jaguars.com/tickets or call 633-2000. Here's the schedule for the remainder of the day. The locker room is open to media now. You'll hear from Chad Henne. He was speaking behind us a moment ago. The press conference will be posted on Jaguars.com coming up. Also, some other player interviews. Gus Bradley's press conference is scheduled after practice today. We'll have that archived a little bit later. Also, Inside the Jaguars will come up after practice, right after the workout today. Some of the notable news again today, if you've just joined us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Right tackle, Sam Young will start this game. Luke Bowenko will start at center, the rookie out of Virginia. And Chad Henne is the starting quarterback, will remain the starting quarterback for the Jaguars. That was all announced by the team today. Jonathan Cyprian is back. He's ready to practice today. You'll probably see Cecil Shorts III back working today. Alan Hearns is day-to-day, the rookie wide receiver injured on the last offensive play against Washington. We'll see if he goes. We'll keep an eye on him throughout the day. Check back a little bit later on Jaguars.com for all the updates on the injured Jaguars. Jaguars Thursday Radio. Gus Bradley Show coming up 6 to 7 o'clock. Gus and Jeff Loggeman, and then followed by Jaguars Thursday 7 to 8. Myself, Tony Baselli, and Jeff Loggeman will get you ready for the weekend. That's Thursday night on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. That will do it for Jaguars.com Live on this Wednesday. Before the Jaguars face the Indianapolis Colts. Look for all the coverage a little bit later on Jaguars.com. For everyone involved, for John Osier, for Denard Robinson, this is JP Shadrick. We'll talk to you a little bit later. This is Jaguars.com Live.